Nehemiah carried a drink to the king. He was an important servant in the palace of the great king of Persia. But today, the king noticed something different. "Young man," he said, "why is your face so sad? You are not sick, are you?" "No, I think you have a broken heart." Nehemiah set down the cup. His hands started to tremble. Should he tell the king why he felt sad? Would the king be angry with him? "O king," Nehemiah answered, "I am sad because Jerusalem, the city of my people, is a terrible mess. The city wall is broken down and the people are in danger." "What do you ask for?" said the king. Nehemiah prayed silently to the Lord. "Please let the king be kind," he prayed. "If it pleases you, my king," said Nehemiah, "I would like to go to Jerusalem to help the Israelites rebuild the walls." Nehemiah waited. What would the king say? "Yes, you may go," said the king. Hooray! Nehemiah couldn't help but smile. He knew God had answered his prayer. Nehemiah set off for Jerusalem at once. When he got to the city, he looked around closely. He saw all the work that needed to be done. Then he called the Israelites together. "Let's rebuild the wall so we will be safe and strong again. God has sent me here to help you do this good work. He will be with us," said Nehemiah. "Let's start building," cried the people. Nehemiah gave the families different jobs to do. Some people cleaned up the rubble. Others carried heavy loads. Some laid stones on the wall. Others built high gates out of logs. Side by side, the people worked as hard as they could for the Lord. But soon, some enemies started to make fun of them. "Ha ha," laughed Sanballat. "Do you really think you can build that wall?" "He he," laughed Tobiah. "Your wall is so weak that it would fall down even if a fox tiptoed on it." Nehemiah and the people did not listen. They were too busy working for the Lord. And every day, their wall got taller. One day, Nehemiah heard that their enemies were planning to attack. Their enemies said, "Let's sneak up on the Israelites and kill them while they work." Nehemiah and the people prayed to the Lord for help. Then he said to the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Hold your swords, your spears, and your bows while you work. No matter what, we will still keep working for the Lord." When the enemies saw the Israelites were ready to fight, they knew they had lost. They tried a few more tricks, but nothing worked. Nehemiah and the people would not stop working for the Lord. Finally, in just a short time, the wall was finished. Hooray! Nehemiah smiled bigger than ever. Everyone, even their enemies, knew that this great work had been done with the help of the Lord. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Nehemiah's biography. God helps his children to do his good work. Whatever you do, keep working hard at it. You're working for the Lord. You can read more about Nehemiah in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapters 1 through 6.